Well, you'll have heard confirmation yesterday that the Black Business Council has suspended its president, Denisa Baloyi, because they say a 5 million rand contribution has gone missing. The money was supposed to go from the Airports Company South Africa to the Black Business Council, then seems to have been transferred to another organization being described as an intermediary. You'll hear both sides of this now. The attorney representing Denisa Baloyi is Leslie Ramolefo. You'll hear from him in a moment. But first, the Secretary General of the Black Business Council is George Sibolela on the line from Joburg. George, good morning.
Thank you for inviting me, and good morning to your listeners.
You know that AXA has donated 5 million rand. Do you know where the money actually is?
I don't know where the money is, Stephen. What we were told is that AXA has confirmed that they had donated 5 million rand, which was intended to be paid into the BBC bank account, which unfortunately we did not receive.
So you didn't receive the money. They say it's gone to another company. Do you think someone's stolen it, George?
I would not say I think someone has stolen it, but what we definitely know is the money was diverted into an account that is not of BBC.
How did you find out that this money had gone missing? There seems to have been a little bit of confusion, and then AXA eventually said, no, we're not giving you any more money, we've already given you 5 million rand, and then someone went, oh, but we didn't receive it, and Dominic Nsele is a well-known person in South African circles. He's been playing a role here as a fundraiser for you.
Look, firstly, the BBC, it's dependent on the grants, on the sponsorships in order to fund its program and its activities. And on time to time, we will phone or meet with various organizations, state-owned enterprises, corporates or companies, with a view to raise sponsorship or receive grants. And therefore, this was such a case where the office had to call AXA and requesting a support for the good cause, and we were then notified that as far as March, and this was in August, as far as March, the AXA has in its records proof of payments that was supposed to be used for BBC activities, and we were quite alarmed and shocked to hear that there's 5 million rand that has been paid for BBC.
Was she elected to the position as president? I presume she was.
Look, let me also correct something, I think, which is maybe it's not misunderstood quite clearly, is that the president is suspended, was officially elected in the position. He was the president of BBC is not guilty until proven otherwise. So by virtue of this prima facie evidence that we have, it was decided by BBC that she must be suspended until the investigation is complete.
Sure. Okay. I mean, look, I realize the role that Dr. Denisa Baloyi played. She was a trailblazer for many people, and I don't want to take that away from her. But since that, she was on the board of Fidentia. That went bust. There was fraud there. She refused to step down from the board of a bank. Under the banking law, she couldn't remain as a director because she had been the director of a company that had gone bust. She was the only person to join Mzwanele Mani in opposing the Financial Intelligence Centre Amendment Bill in Parliament. It looks like the members of the Black Business Council maybe didn't show good judgment in electing her, George. I'm afraid there's no other way to see it.
Firstly, let me correct you. When we went to the parliament, she did not go alone to the parliament to fight the FICA law. In fact, I was also part of the delegation. It was a mandate of the BBC. She was part of the leadership of, and she is still part of the leadership on the basis of this suspension. Does not also negate her to be on the leadership. But at the same time, I do not want to dwell too much on personal matter. But, for us, I think as far as we are concerned, we are governed by, BBC is governed by corporate governance principles. Secondly, we want to be accountable to the monies that we receive from the sponsors.
Sure, but George, I'm sorry, the question is, she has all of this track record. How did she win an election?
You have to remember that there's no court of law that has charged Dr. Baloyi. So I would not even want to dwell too much on personal matters other than us announcing this process and that we have taken.
George Sebolela, thank you. Secretary General of the Black Business Council. Well, listening to that is the attorney for Dr. Denisa Baloyi, Leslie Ramolefo. He's on the line from Joburg. Leslie, good morning.
Morning, Stephen. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Where's the money?
Well, that's what I want to know as well. But I'm glad the General Secretary did mention that there is an individual who is in the mix here. And as far as we see it, the BBC is well aware where the money is. What is surprising is why are they going after my client?
So the money wasn't paid to the BBC, though, Leslie. It was paid to someone else.
So we understand, yes. And that person was duly appointed to do their fundraising on behalf of the BBC.
You're talking about Dominic Nsele now, right?
That's correct, yes.
Does Denisa Baloyi... This is the real nub of the question, right? If you are going to give someone 5 million rand, why go through an intermediary? I mean, did Dr. Baloyi suggest it should be the that it should go to the intermediary? Or are you saying it was someone else who suggested that?
Well, you see, Stephen, this is a part of the investigation that's ongoing. And we'll be very much interested in that trail, the paper trail, as to how that came about. But as things stand now, my client denies any wrongdoing in this, and obviously she's cooperating with the ongoing investigation.
Did she tell someone at AXA to pay the money to the Black Business Council or through this intermediary? I mean, she would be the president. 5 million rand, a lot of money, even for the BBC. Surely she would have been sort of kept in the loop as to where the money was going at all times.
What I can confirm, Stephen, is that there was a letter which he has given to the intermediary to raise funding on behalf of the BBC. As to the contents of where the money needed to be paid, I'm not privy to that. And it is something that I hope this investigation will then bring out.
So you're throwing Nsele under the bus?
I'm not throwing anybody under the bus. They will wait until the investigation is done.
Okay, so as I say, Dr. Baloyi, one of those people, celebrated correctly 15 years ago. Since then, okay, she allowed the Fidentia scandal to happen. She was a director. She's lied about her qualifications. She's been swearing at TV producers. Why must we believe your denials now?
Well, Stephen, the history of my client doesn't really play a role in this.
It does, Leslie. I'm sorry. We keep hearing this argument. We must give people a chance. Or when someone has a track record, we can judge them on the track record. And I mean, if she's lied in the past and she's denying something now, why should we believe her? That's the point.
Well, I think the best thing to do here will be to get the outcome of that investigation. Then we can make that conclusion as to whether she was truthful or not.
Okay, so she doesn't know where the money is.
BBC does.
And you're saying George Sebolela is lying?
I'm not saying George is lying. I said BBC knows where the money is. They should be going after where the money is.
But he just said he doesn't know where the money is. That's the point, Leslie.
Well, that's unfortunate to hear from him.
All right. I can see we can lawyer this thing to death. Is this going to end up in court?
Well, we hope not, because it's really a simple issue. It's known where the money is. Do the necessary legal route or litigations or arbitration if necessary to get the money in. So it is still a very much a surprise in as far as I'm concerned how the entire thing sort of turned around. In the papers that I've seen and the correspondence between the BBC and my client, there seems to be a resolution or a clear indication that this matter was to be resolved. But suddenly, this entire thing turned around and she's to be blamed.
All right, Leslie Ramolefo, you've heard both sides there. The lawyer representing Dr. Denisa Baloyi, you heard from George Sebolela later. No, earlier, no one seems to know where 5 million rand has gone. 24 minutes after 7:00.